with, it says in the papers, here again it's Fiona Kelly.
What it'll take to achieve herd immunity, the link between the spike in COVID numbers and foreign travel, and the brave words spoken by Charlene Masterson on the day her abusive father was sentenced to 17 years in prison. Those are some of the stories covered on today's front pages. The assessment by HSE Chief Clinical Officer Dr. Colm Henry that 9 out of 10 people in the state will have to be vaccinated to reach herd immunity against COVID-19, compared to a figure of 6 out of 10 which had previously been cited, generates a lead story in today's Irish Times. Explaining how the difference now is the arrival of the Delta variant, Dr. Henry also said that NIAC will have to weigh up the benefits of mass inoculation of children against any potential threat from the vaccine itself. For its lead story, the Irish Independent takes the line that foreign travel is helping to fuel the spiral in the number of Delta variant cases. Deputy Chief Medical Officer Ronan Glynn is quoted saying that 800 cases were linked to trips abroad in the past fortnight. Three quarters of the infections were in the under 35s, but positive cases were also found in people who had two jabs but didn't wait for protection to kick in. With more than 885,000 people on waiting lists, a warning from the HSE about the threat to patient care from a spike in COVID hospitalisations is the focus of the lead story in the Irish Examiner. North of the border, meanwhile, the Irish News leads with the line that 2/3 of COVID patients in hospitals in Northern Ireland are unvaccinated. Problems surrounding the COVID passport scheme in Northern Ireland are covered in the lead story in the Belfast Telegraph. A temporary online cert currently in place is to be replaced with a new app on Monday, but it's reported that many travellers are now complaining of issues around ID checks and passport scanning. The Irish Daily Mail leads with a further delay to the government's long-awaited housing plan, which won't now be ready until late August or September. The 17-year jail sentence given to 56-year-old David Masterson from Talla in Dublin for sexually abusing his daughter over a 7.5-year period is covered in the lead story in today's Irish Sun. Charlene Masterson, who is now 32 years of age, is pictured on the front of a number of today's papers, speaking outside the Central Criminal Court yesterday about the toll the abuse took on her life. "There is light," is the headline in the Sun. The Irish Daily Star and Irish Daily Mirror both lead today with the death of mother of two, Natasha Corr, who drowned after she tried to rescue her 9-year-old son from a lake in Cavan on Wednesday. Elsewhere this morning, Eilish O'Regan writes in today's Independent about geneticists from Trinity who have made a groundbreaking discovery on the cause of a lethal and incurable childhood cancer. There's a piece in the Examiner about the derelict golf hotel in Ballybunion, which is in the BidX1 online property sale, which goes live this morning. Locals divided on future of 5-storey eyesore hotel is the headline there. And finally, in a piece in today's Times, Kitty Holland reports from Portland Row in Dublin's inner city, home to Kelly Harrington, who along with Brendan Irvine will be the Irish flag bearer at today's opening ceremony of the Olympic Games. Holland found the street festooned in bunting and bubbling with excitement as neighbours spoke with pride about Kelly's great achievements and generosity of spirit. At the end of the street, sitting on his doorstep, reading his newspaper in the sunshine, Holland also came across Kelly's dad. The front window of the family home is covered in good luck cards, but Christy Harrington was measured in his response when asked whether Kelly is likely to bring home a gold medal. "Every athlete over there wants that gold medal," he says. "What's to be, will be."